Off Radio.
Consider donating to CKW's annual fund drive on now until February the 21st. It's our yearly on-air fundraising effort that involves you pledging your support to sustain creative, independent radio in Winnipeg. You know what the options are from other radio stations. You are listening to us for a reason. You enjoy the variety of music we provide, and that we offer commentary and news outside the mainstream. Pledge now to support independent radio in Winnipeg. You can pledge today by calling 204-774-6877 between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Or you can pledge at fundrive.ckw.ca. Remember, you make Fundrive better with your donation. We are ending Fundrive 2025 with a bang, and we want you to come and party with us. That's Friday, February the 21st at the West End Cultural Center. Death Cassette, Age of Self, and Jug are all playing. $15. Doors at 7, show at 8. Tickets, WECC.ca. That's the West End Cultural Center website. Come out and support campus and community radio and rock out to three awesome bands.
Everything around you is utter blackness. It is thick and choking as it threatens to swallow you whole. From no clear direction, you begin to hear a low, tonal singing. An unworldly but calming sound. A distant drumming begins in earnest and encroaches upon you. Out of the relentless darkness, shapes begin to appear. A structure. A series of bonfires erupt from the gloom, illuminating a low, wide plinth made of slate with four corners. Atop that plinth floats an obsidian octahedron. Suddenly, half-seen figures appear around you and begin chanting. Observe that on each corner of the plinth, a tablet has been set, each with a symbol engraved on it. As you walk around the structure, you read each marking. C. K. U. W. Candles are set in black iron rings at each vertex. 9 candles placed around the bottom, 5 candles extend out at each of the central vertices, and 9 candles are set as a halo around the top of the obsidian idol.
We see you have come to join our community,
a voice croaks from behind you. Turning around, you see a hooded figure draped in black robes addressing you.
We are so glad you could join us.
The voice is coming not just from this figure, but simultaneously from a chorus of other hooded figures that have gathered around the ritual site.
What a perfect time to arrive! Our ritual is well underway, and we are asking followers to lay down their offerings at the sacrificial altar.
The figure extends their hand laterally and gestures towards the altar. In your shocked state, you suddenly notice the octahedron is floating in place. It appears to be held up by nothing at all.
You wonder what keeps this place afloat. It is you, and others like you, that keep the energy instilled in this place. It allows us to continue our practices and provide content for everyone. We would be so grateful if you could donate and lay an offering upon the altar. Anything you can sacrifice would be much appreciated. Well, perhaps I should not say anything, as we cannot offer a charitable tax receipt for human sacrifice. But we would be pleased to provide you with a tax receipt for a monetary donation.
Good evening, everyone. I am a voice in the abyss, and I will be your guide through the darkness. Welcome to a special Fun Drive episode of Informus Obscurum for Metal Mondays on CKUW 95.9. welcome again to Informus Obscurum on Metal Mondays. You just heard Cryopreserved by Cavern Womb from their new EP last year, Stages of Infinity. So, this is a new thing for me here. We've got CKUW Fun Drive coming up, or happening right now, from February 7th to 21st. With me in the studio, I have Scott, the program director at CKUW. What can you tell us about this, Scott?
Hey, Joel. Well, I'm very happy to be on your first episode, your first Fun Drive episode for Metal Mondays. So we've been doing Fun Drive for a long time, since we've been on FM, about 26 years ago. And it's basically where we get a reach out to the audience to get pledges from listeners. And so that money goes, this fundraising goes to the station and it goes to the general operations. Our goal this year is $60,000. That's about 25% of the budget. So it is a really important thing, not only monetarily, but also from a community independent media standpoint, right? Because we're not getting money from ads like a commercial radio station would, right? We could, if we're a commercial radio station, we could just partner with some sort of car dealership and they would pay a bunch of money, right, to get an ad on air. That's not how we work, because we are an independent grassroots radio station. And so we want to have that listener support, because it not only allows that connection between us and the listening audience, but it also gives us independence. So that's really why we do Fun Drive. So it's something we've been doing for many, many years, and it's a really important part of the station. And yeah, you can go to fundrive.ckw.ca to make a pledge or see the different incentives that are there. But I think really talking about metal here on Metal Mondays, I think metal has such a great community to it. And we're all about that. Metal has always been a part of the station. There's been many metal shows. I mean, Metal Mondays has existed in various forms throughout the years, but we've had all kinds of metal shows. And I think, I mean, you can talk about that, is that for sure is the community aspect to metal. It's such a big community, right? But not necessarily one that gets represented in the mainstream, right?
Yeah, no, it's although it is pretty broad, it generally stays in the underground. I mean, that's kind of where we like it. But there's a little bit something else going on, too. We also want to be heard. We want to show people. Like, if we didn't, we wouldn't be wearing all these metal T-shirts all the time. So this is a great venue, a place to show other people why we like what we like. Not just because it's dark and brooding and scary, but because it's genuinely interesting, and in many cases pushing boundaries. You know, not only in musically in what people can do and what's out there, but pushing boundaries thematically. Lots of the themes that we encounter in metal are themes that people don't want to think about. You know, how is technology destroying our world? You know, all the societal issues. I mean, that's also that any kind of loud music is going to have some kind of economic societal dysphoria to it. But then we have the classic, like, no one wants to think about it, but death, and we are inundated with it. And I think all of these are valuable concepts to engage with. And yeah, so we really want to engage with you, the audience, with these things that we find interesting.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And especially because it's interesting that art, like metal, definitely reflects those darker themes and maybe themes that people would rather not admit that they have, or thoughts that they have about those things. But metal is kind of right there, and it explores those themes, and it's been maligned because of that over the years, right? I think. And also some people like to think of metal as, I think it's depending on who you ask though, but I think it's still somewhat maligned in a way. Like, it's seen sometimes as like goofy, not serious, kind of like over the top. But that's kind of the point of some of it, right? And I think there's a lot of value in art that is sort of like over the top, pushing boundaries purposefully to see where, like, how far can we take this concept? Like, playing fast, like,
you know, metal is one of those genres that is like, let's really see how fast we can play. And there's a cool aspect, artistic aspect of musicians who are willing to push boundaries. And metal is definitely one that pushes boundaries but doesn't get represented in the mainstream. We were just talking off air about how, yeah, you could hear AC/DC and Metallica, but even a band like Mastodon, which to the metal community would seem the most pedestrian in comparison to other bands. When was the last time we heard a Mastodon song on commercial radio?
Yeah, I mean, I might have heard one single from their newer stuff. And it's because it's just the stuff that, oh, well, this is soft enough, this is accessible enough.
Yeah.
The average listener can grasp it, maybe, and maybe sometimes that's necessary to get people engaged, because if it's too cacophonous or grindy, like, yeah, a lot of this stuff is difficult to get into, but there's a lot of... I've kind of likened it to... something with more intense flavor, like, no, who really likes coffee or a beer when they first drink one? You know, it's something you slowly have to get used to. But even then, you need to find the right one, you know. So places like this, these radio shows, we hope we are finding the right ones for you here, to give you the best representation of this whole new world to explore, a whole new set of flavors, if you will, for everyone to enjoy. Yeah,
that's awesome. I love the flavor thing. So to expand your palate, like, you know, butter chicken is great, but every so often you got to try a really spicy vindaloo to really know what you like, right? You know what I mean? Like, that's just one analogy I would make. So Metal Mondays is definitely the spicy goat vindaloo of music, I guess.
Undoubtedly.
So I think that's and you can support that with a pledge. Go to fundrive.ckw.ca to make a pledge. Pledge lines will be open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 204-774-6877. The number is 204-774-6877 between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. But right now, if you're listening to us in the near the witching hour, go to fundrive.ckw.ca to make a pledge. What else do you... remind the listeners, what did you play to start off the show again? What was that?
That was Cryopreserved by Cavern Womb.
Cool.
Yeah, I think this was the band that... I think they're coming out of Philadelphia. Yeah, great stuff. Really cool album artwork. Kind of reminds me... At first glance, it reminded me of Dr. Chouinard in Hellraiser 2 after he becomes a Cenobite.
Okay.
The big thing sticking out of his head. it's not that, but it's still very cool.
Cool. And then what's the next thing you have for us?
The next one will be another one from Cavern Womb. A Vessel for the Esoteric from the same EP.
Awesome. Well, let's get into it.
That was a vessel for the esoteric, once again also by Cavern Womb, from that same EP, Stages of Infinity.
Awesome.
Yeah, great stuff.
Is that their newest?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly when it came out, but it was just from their recent EP from last year. I read some Reddit comment. Someone didn't like the new Blood Incantation, and so they recommended this album.
Oh.
So I thought, yeah, sure, I'll check it out to see if it's got the mustard, and it does, in fact, have the mustard.
Awesome. You are tuned into Metal Mondays here on CKW 95.9 FM. This is a special Fun Drive edition of...
Informus Obscurum on yeah. Metal Mondays.
Yeah, and so this is kind of throwing you into the fire a little bit, because this is like your second actual official show, but you're doing a Fun Drive show. So I appreciate you just kind of going for it, because it, you know, it can be a little intimidating, I guess, to try to like, you know, pitch on air and stuff like that. So I appreciate you going forward and putting forward the effort, right? So
yeah, for sure. It was going to happen sooner or later. So baptism by fire. What better way to do that than for a metal show? Eh?
Exactly. And so, like, so you basically, you know, the Metal Monday Collective was done by a bunch of different people. It kind of was whittled down because some people had to move on or stop doing it. And then you were the newer guys that just came on. So you were just talking about like digging into things and finding new stuff. So tell me a bit about that journey a little bit. And so, like, you know, could kind of relate that to why you're doing this for the listeners, right? Because you're obviously digging around and trying to find stuff. And you said, like, you know, that last track had the mustard. So, like, talk a little bit about why we need someone like yourself to kind of dig through all these things. Why is it important?
Yeah, for sure. It's I think it's really important because lots of people, for one, there's so much music coming out these days. Like, with recording easily accessible and distribution through Spotify, SoundCloud, whatever have you, there is endless amounts of music out there, and, you know, for a variety of tastes. And, you know, you might argue that lots of it can get lost in a sea of mediocrity. So venues like this, the Metal Mondays, people like us and the other Lords of Darkness every week, we have gone searching. We've gone searching through this sea of mediocrity to find you the best, the stuff that cuts the mustard, the stuff that we think that say, and we say, this is worth listening to. You should check this out because this is really worth your time. If you don't have time, I listen to a ton of new music, and some of it, most of it, is pretty decent. Some of them are stinkers, but like these are the ones we're trying to show you that we say, yeah, like there's something here. There's something pushing boundaries. There's something really like, or pushing the genre forward, or just like, you know what? It sounds good. It sounds good to my ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And I think that's something you can support with a pledge, going to fundrive.ckw.ca and make your pledge there. But I think you're right in that there is so much music. It's actually insane when you start trying to dig in, even just a couple genres and trying to keep up. There's so much stuff. And especially as broad as a genre as metal is. And I think this is also a key part for people to realize is that, you know, as much as, yes, metal does get played, and there's metal that has definitely obviously broken through the mainstream, right? Like Metallica, AC/DC, Judas Priest, Megadeth to a certain degree. I'm trying to think of another... you think of Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne, kind of classic kind of stuff, right? But there is so much stuff that has been developed even over the last, I think, 20, 25 years that metal is actually so diverse sonically now in terms of what's acceptable. You know, there used to be very defined limits on what you could or couldn't do or what was acceptable, right? And now there's so much out there and so much interesting stuff out there that... It is hard to navigate. So I think as the listener, what you're getting out of a place like CKW, especially with metal, but a lot of genres, is having someone there to kind of like steer you in the right direction. And hey, maybe you might not like everything that we play, but how could that be possible, right? It'd be impossible to we would hope so, but everyone has different tastes. But at the very least, you get a couple things. Hey, I really like that. That's something I can go check that out. So we might be playing if you know, on various shows, maybe your favorite band that you didn't even know existed, right? And that's hard to find these days, I think. Even as with the streaming and everything else, how easily accessible music is, it's still hard to find things, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And like Scott was saying, too, like even like we have these more popular bands, even in the extreme metal worlds, I was thinking, too, you know, your Cannibal Corpse, your Death, your I don't know, Morbid Angel, like the classics.
Yeah.
And it can get easy to get stuck in a rut. I think this is what a lot of people, like lots of even metal fans that I've known for a long time, they get stuck in a rut and they go, this is my comfort zone. This is what I'm comfortable with. And I don't know about that new stuff. Like, this is a bit too strange for me. Well, I mean, the strange is what keeps things interesting. And, like, you know, you never know what you're going to like. Like, and we've got some of this, you know, some of this strange, strange stuff. I played some Aranci Pazuzu, later today or tonight. I'm going to play some Imperial Triumphant, which adds like a lot of like hard, like jazz into their black metal, death metal, project that they're doing.
Mm.
So this is like a whole new set of sounds, that like Scott was saying, it's previously not unacceptable. People wouldn't have even understood what was going on.
Yeah.
So we're here to present this new stuff to you.
Absolutely. And so you can support us and the radio, the shows, but the station as well as a whole by giving a pledge at fundrive.cqw.ca. You can pledge to Metal Mondays. For someone who's going to maybe give you a bit of a broader taste of things, right? And it is such a great, in some ways it is, like, as much as the challenges are, it is such a great time for music because there is so much interesting stuff being done that even 20 years ago would people have even thought of doing it, but now it can happen, right? And people are continuing to evolve the genres, right? So, and pushing boundaries, and we represent that week in, week out, and that's worthy of your pledge at fundrive.cqw.ca to make a pledge now. You can, if you pledge $75, you get an exclusive Fun Drive 2025 t-shirt with a Fun Drive art on it. Looks really cool. And you also get a friends card. Gives you discounts all over town. For instance, like Into the Music. So you can go buy metal records there.
That's great. Yeah, I find a bunch of great metal records there.
Absolutely. And Into the Music is one of our great long, we've had a great long relationship with them. So it's, you're kind of supporting with that friends card and the t-shirt, you're kind of supporting us. People like Joel here doing the show, and as well places like Into the Music. So it's worthy of a pledge. Fundrive.cqw.ca is where you can pledge. What do you have for us next, Joel?
All right. I got this duo. They're, I don't know, Black and Death, Death and Black, something like that. Veil Burner. They're from the States. I don't remember exactly where. Maybe Pennsylvania. I'll check that out. This is from their new album that came out in November, I want to say. The album is called The Duality of Decapitation and Wisdom. And we're going to play two tracks from that album. It's a two-parter, and it'll be the title track. So of the same name, The Duality of Decapitation and Wisdom, Part 1. Let's go. So that was the two tracks, title tracks, The Duality of Decapitation and Wisdom, Parts 1 and 2 by Veil Burner. This is kind of an interesting album, because I just noticed that it had seven tracks, each of which are exactly 7 minutes long. And then the last track is called VII, Vowered Ignumus Icon, obviously seven in Roman numerals. I don't know, just an interesting medium, interesting way to construct this album. And I don't know, maybe they just got bored of using six, like metal uses. So let's go with seven.
Yeah, let's go with seven. I thought that first track was really interesting. What they were doing with layering all the different the music. There's like that little, I don't know if it was a piano or on a synthesizer, that there's that piano line and how it was kind of the rhythm was kind of like pulling like an elastic band at parts. It was very, that was really cool. It's not something I would normally, if I were to see that, I wouldn't think it would be necessarily for me, right? Because it's kind of like a black and death kind
of
ish.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle, somewhere. And obviously had a little bit of electronic stuff going on in there.
Yeah,
too,
like. But like that first track I really liked, like that kind of like twisted my ear a little bit, like, huh, yeah, what's
yeah.
that?
And even you who work here at the radio station has not heard that, so
no. And I mean, that's exactly it, right? So you know, you're tuned into Fun Drive here on CKW 95.9 FM. This is Metal Mondays, and yeah, that was really cool. And that's one of the great things about Campus Community Radio and a place like CKW is that we can share this kind of music with each other, but then also you, the listener. And we know that you get a lot out of that because, you know, like the streaming thing is like, yeah, I get it to a certain degree. Like, you sure, all this stuff is available, but is it really available to you? Because if you don't know what you're looking for, how do you find it? And a lot of times these algorithms and stuff don't really give you what you're looking for. I don't know if you've ever found it where even if you follow certain artists on these streaming platforms, I always see it like, oh, they released a record this year. I didn't even see that. Why didn't it give me an alert about that? Right?
Yeah,
it happens
yeah.
all the time.
Absolutely.
You know, like, and it's like, so like it, in many ways, it still doesn't work the way we would want it to work, which is annoying. But then there's a place like CKW where we can, you have someone like myself or Joel here who's kind of going through and discovering new things, checking things out. So it kind of gives you, there's a curatorial part to all this, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I have found that, like, I just ignore Spotify playlists because it just keeps you in your same comfort zone. Like, if you build your algorithm with the, you know, the powers that be, it just keeps feeding, gives you that feedback loop of the same old thing. It rarely pushes you and finds you new things. I mean, it can, but are you really accessing all that you can, especially if you're not, I don't know, really immersing yourself in a full album?
Yeah, like exactly. And I've been finding less so in terms of the algorithm or seeing what's on playlists or what they give you. I've found things like obviously listening and knowing a lot of the people who do shows here on the station has been a major thing of finding new music for me, but also old school things like Reddit, right? That's just like an old school message board. I find like Reddit and this community at CKW has been way more beneficial for my music listening than a Spotify playlist. 100%, right?
Absolutely. Right before I started my first show, I was listening to some of the previous shows, and I found some great stuff that, like, it flew under my radar, and I'm actively trying to find this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and this, it's this human connection that's so much better. Like, you know, I was saying to Scott earlier that, you know, we've got all this AI slop that's breathing down our necks as a species. And which will completely eliminate this human connection. And I mean, you can see it, you can feel it when you engage with quote unquote AI art. And it's a wholly different experience to have someone curating something for you. And like, and not to like, or it's, I found it's gratifying to have someone explain why this is important or significant, what the value in it is, how, it, I don't know, how it was shaped, how it was created. All this stuff is great background and helps you to have a more enriching experience.
Yeah, I think that community aspect is so important to music, and it's something that I think is potential. Like, we haven't lost it, but it's definitely the potential for losing it, I think, is there. For people not to be engaging in a community and sharing with each other. I mean, you think about it, that's how you would learn about stuff. You'd go to the record store and you talk to people. And then through that, you might know other people in the scene, right? Maybe it's, like you said, because of a shirt. Hey, you listen to such and such? Cool.
I listen to that too.
Let's be friends. Or yeah. Hey, are you going to this show tonight? Yeah. Okay, awesome. Let's grab a beer before. And then you learn, and then the people are like, oh, have you heard of this? No. Oh, you might like this. That's how we build community around music and community around art. And that's what CQW is all about. And I think, you know, metal is such a great... it's still such a great underground art form. It is one of the lasting metal, underground art forms. As much as some metal bands have achieved huge success, and I'm not knocking anyone for that, obviously, that's great. But there's still, like you said, like so much of the metal is still underground, and it's waiting to be found. And people are doing really interesting, challenging, boundary-pushing stuff. And stuff that'll really be like, huh, I never thought of music that way. Of that music could do this, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that's worthy of pledging and supporting. You can go to fundrive.cqw.ca to pledge. And another major aspect of this station is obviously we support local artists and local shows. And you have some local stuff coming up, right? In the next set you're playing, I mean.
Yeah. There's a local show coming up, a pre-release party for Tyrant's Demise. I guess it's their first release they've had, new release in about 10 years or so. We've got Forms, which is also from Winnipeg, Calevra from Saskatoon, and then, yeah, Tyrant's Demise, which are from here in Winnipeg. And supporting the local ecosystem is so important, and that includes us, the kind of messengers, because by donating to us, we can keep the lights on, you know, and we can inform you about what's going on in the city, what's happening, who's coming to town, who's already here in town. You know, so you can go to a show, buy a t-shirt, you know, keep the, I hate to say it, but, you know, keep the blood of capitalism pumping, but just, it's just how we exist here. So we got to do it. But yeah, we can continue to build and maintain a thriving arts community here, including our small but diehard metal community here.
Awesome. So you have, so you pledge to that local support, fundrive.cqw.ca to pledge for Metal Mondays. And when that shows at Side Stage, Tyrant's Demise?
Yeah, at Side Stage on March 14th.
March 14th. Okay, so yep. We got about a month ahead. So, yeah, so we're going to hear some Tyrant's Demise, some Forms, and...
And Calevra.
Calevra, awesome.
So first up, we're going to get a few tracks from Forms here.